Exodus is the story of God bringing his people out of bondage. Today on Daily in the Word, Dr. Paul Chappell shares how you can break the chains that enslave you.
I don't know what may go wrong this week. There may be a dead battery. There may be a flat tire. There may be somebody tell you, get this out of my face. I'm just here to tell you that if you try to serve God and advance the gospel, some kind of opposition may come in your life. But don't let the devil have the victory. Be faithful to the Lord, because our God is more powerful than anything Satan can throw against us.
The story of Israel is the story of us today. We are God's people, and He has drawn us out of bondage into a personal relationship with Him. Welcome to Daily in the Word. This program features the teaching and preaching of Dr. Paul Chappell, pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College in Lancaster, California. In our series, Out of Bondage, we will learn the story of Exodus, grow in our awe and worship of God, and celebrate the one who can deliver us from the bondage of sin, fear, and guilt. And now, here's Pastor Paul Chappell with part one of a message called God's Game Plan.
Well, in every generation, God has called upon His men and His women to carry His message into the culture and into their generation. You know, I noticed when I was a kid growing up, my dad never asked the neighbor kids to take out our garbage. He always asked me to do the chores at our house. And likewise, God does not ask the unsaved community to carry out His message. He calls us to be faithful in serving Him. And today we're going to see that God will send Moses to Pharaoh, and that in a very powerful way, His message is going to be delivered. Now, Moses had been in the land of Midian for 40 years. He'd been attending Bible college in the backside of the desert. And God now brings him back from the land of Midian. And earlier in his life, there was a Pharaoh by the name of Thutmose III. But now this particular Pharaoh has passed off the scene, and there's a new Pharaoh. And history tells us his name, Amenhotep. He was probably around 22 years old, yet he was the most powerful man in all of the world. And here we have an 80-year-old man, Moses, standing before this 22-year-old man, delivering God's message for the hour. And I want you just to picture that in your mind. Picture, if you will, perhaps the insecurity of this 22-year-old man being told what the God of the Hebrew children wanted him to hear. And what we learn in our text today is that God has a plan of deliverance, and that His plan is going to involve a man who did not feel he was worthy or ready, but a man that was willing to be used of God in carrying out that message. I want you to notice as we study today God's plan of deliverance, it all begins with a command. And we see that command given by God, given to Moses in verse 1. And the Lord said unto Moses, "See, I have made thee a god to Pharaoh, and Aaron thy brother shall be thy prophet. And thou shalt speak all that I command thee, and Aaron thy brother shall speak unto Pharaoh." Now this command is given to God's spokesman. And I want you to see the spokesman here. His name is Moses. His partner is Aaron. And God says to Moses and Aaron in verse number 1, "I want you to know that I have made you a god to Pharaoh." And I think that's very important this morning, because I want you to remember that while God chooses to use men like us and ladies like these ladies in the room, that God does not intend for us to do the work by ourselves. And I want you to see that phrase in verse 1, "I have made thee a god to Pharaoh." He says, I want you to realize that while you're going to feel all alone, you're going to feel like you're an 80-year-old man standing in front of the most powerful man in all the world, I have made you like a god to Pharaoh. And in his heart, he is going to fear the message that you are bringing. Friends, no matter what someone shows you on the outside when you witness to them, it's very important that we remember that in their heart, they know that there is a God. They know that you are there representing God through His word to them. And this is what God wanted Moses to remember, that you are my spokesman. It's not about you. It's not about something that you would bring. It's about the message that I have given you for this hour. And we see this similarly in the New Testament. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 1, "And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power." In other words, the Apostle Paul said when he went to Corinth, his power was not in his speech. Ability. It was not in his ability to give some type of human oratory, but the power was of the Spirit of God. And so as it was with Moses, God says, "Moses, I know that you stutter. I know that you're afraid, but I want you to understand I've put the fear of God into the heart of Pharaoh. I want you to understand that he's going to do what I want him to do." And I want you to know, as the Apostle Paul said, it was not by his power, but it was by the power of God as he stood as my spokesman. And so we see that there's a command that is given to God's spokesman. But then I want you to notice, secondly, they were to take God's script. We see that God has spokesmen, but we see that he gives them a script. And I want you to see that in verse 2. It says, "Thou shalt speak all that I command thee." Would you say that with me this morning? Thou shalt speak all that I command thee. So God says, "Moses, I want you to know that I can take somebody who thinks he's a nobody and help him to tell somebody else about myself. I want you to know that I have a command for you. I want you to be my spokesman, and I want you to take my message." And he says here, "I want you to speak all that I command you. I want you to declare. I want you to give orders to Pharaoh to do the will that I have for his life." And so it is with our message. God has called us to take his script, his word, his gospel into this community. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 25, "But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you." We have the same gospel that those Christians in the early church heard and that they preach, and we're to take it out into our community. Now, I'm thankful for that, because we don't have to reinvent the gospel. We don't have to add to it or subtract it. We just take the death, the burial, and the resurrection out into this community, and we let people know that while we're all sinners, there's a God in heaven who loved us so much. He sent his only begotten son to die on that old rugged cross, that whoever believes on him can be saved. How many of you are thankful that message has never changed? Amen. That's our message. That's the message we take. And we don't want to mess the message up. We're the messengers. We just want to take what God has commanded us to speak, and we want to take it exactly. I heard about a couple that on a cold winter morning last year, the husband went off to work, and after he got to work, he got a text from his wife, and the text simply said, "Windows frozen, won't open." So he texted back and he said, "Gently pour some lukewarm water over it and then gently tap the edges with a hammer." And then she texted back 10 minutes later, "Computer really messed up now." Now, she heard the directions, but they were not on the same channel, if you know what I mean. And the fact of the matter is that we want to be on the same channel this week. All of us as a church, we want to hear God's command. We want to take God's message. We want to be faithful messengers. And so we see it all begins with a command. God says, "Moses, I want you to let Pharaoh know that I want my children delivered out of Egypt." But notice, secondly, God gives Moses a caution. He gives him a word of caution, and I want to share this caution with you this morning. Look at verse 3. He says, "And I will harden Pharaoh's heart and multiply my signs and wonders in the land of Egypt, but Pharaoh shall not hearken unto you, that I may lay my hand upon Egypt." Now, God is telling Moses, "Moses, when you go knock on Pharaoh's door, I want you to know that he's not going to immediately say, 'What must I do to be saved?' I want you to know that this man has a hard heart. But I also want you to know that nothing is out of my control. God wants us to know that he is the Alpha and the Omega. He is sovereign. He knows exactly what kind of responses we're going to get when we take the message into Pharaoh. And God wants Moses to simply rely on his control in the process. And I want you to recognize, friend, that there is a caution for us here today. You see, sometimes when we talk to people about going out and witnessing or talking to a friend about Jesus, we'll say, oh, listen, it's beautiful weather and people are fairly open here in Lancaster and it's a wonderful time and all of these types of things. And yet that's not always how Jesus speaks. In fact, Jesus said, if any one of you want to follow me, let him take up his cross, deny himself and follow me. And by the way, if you want to go talk to somebody about God, just be cautioned that there's a lot of hard hearts out of there, and some people aren't really even going to want to talk to you about it. And so notice, first of all, the hardness of Pharaoh. There is a caution concerning the hardness of Pharaoh. Moses was not to become discouraged when Pharaoh rejected him. God already knew that would happen. Now, you may give a package of cookies this week or an invitation to someone, and you may feel back from them as though they're not interested. But let me help you with something. It's not up to us to be faithful based upon the response of people. It's up to us to obey the command of God. All right, let me say that again. It's not up to me to be faithful depending on how people respond to me. It's up to me to respond to the command that God has given to me. And so we hear that this Pharaoh would have a stubborn heart. The Bible says in verse 3, I will harden Pharaoh's hearts. 1 Samuel 6 and verse 6, the Bible says, wherefore then do ye harden your hearts as the Egyptians? And Pharaoh hardened their hearts. You see, this resistance is from a hardened heart. And we see that it was the problem that was facing Pharaoh and would affect Moses. And I want you to recognize that God will only harden the heart of the one who already has rejected his message. God sees that they've rejected. God sees he's tried time and time again. It's not as though God has deemed that these people could never hear or never have a chance. In fact, it's just the opposite. He has reached out through Joseph. He sent Joseph into the land of the Egyptians. He is reaching out through Moses, but the Pharaohs reject and reject. And how many of you know there's some people like that in our culture today? They reject and they reject and their heart becomes harder. In fact, look in your notes at Romans 1:24. The Bible says, wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. If you ever take the time to study Romans chapter 1, you're going to find a description of the ancient Greek world, and you're going to find that these people, though they knew there was a creator God, they chose to reject the creator and to worship rather the creation. And they chose to reject God's plan for male and female, and they chose to reject God's plan of monogamy and faithfulness, and they began to live how they wanted to live. And even though God reached out to them, they rejected and they hardened their hearts until finally Romans 1:24, God gave them up to uncleanness. In other words, it wasn't simply that God did not reach out to them and then gave them up. It was that they hardened their heart and they hardened their heart and they hardened their heart, and finally God let them have their way. How many of you know today that there are people on social media, there are people in the athletic world, in the political world, and they've heard about the gospel, they've heard about an evangelistic crusade, maybe with a Billy Graham or a radio broadcast, and somebody's invited them, and yet they have rejected and rejected and rejected, and it's a tragedy, my friend, and I cannot tell you when someone reaches that point, when they finally get to the place, and God says, all right, you can have your way. You want life without me? Then it will affect you. You want to live in this way, according to Romans 1:24, dishonoring your body between yourself. You want to have the diseases. You want to have children who cry for the separation. You want to have eternity in hell. Then all right, you can have your way. And may I say to you, it's a tragic thing if you're here today and you've been hard in your heart towards God. Let me encourage you this morning. Open your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. Do not harden your heart. It's a terrible thing to say no to Almighty God. Well, Pharaoh kept saying no, and he kept saying no. And so finally God says, listen, he has a stubborn heart. Author Bill Bennett years ago made this statement, in a rebellious age, strong preaching will be held in contempt. And many times those that are rebellious, they'll say, look it, give me 30 minutes of rock music and a little message that tells me how good I am. But don't give me strong preaching. Don't tell me about sin and the penalty of sin. And don't tell me that I need to live for God. I want to live the way I want to live. And many times people are very rebellious toward the message of God. And that was the case of this man named Pharaoh. The Bible says in verse 4, in fact, as God is telling Moses what to expect, he said, Pharaoh shall not hearken unto you. He's not going to listen to you. And sadly, that's been the case with many throughout history. Karl Marx himself had memorized the four gospels before rejecting and becoming a leader in communism. Stalin had attended Sunday school class and knew about Jesus Christ, but he willfully hardened his heart. And so it was with Pharaoh. He had a rebellious will. And that's why the Bible speaks in Ephesians 2 and 1 and says, and you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past, in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were of the nature the children of wrath, even as others. In other words, there were many in the church at Ephesus who were somewhat hardened and they had lived a rough life, but God saved them. And that's why the Bible says here in verse number 1, you hath he quickened. Aren't you thankful today for the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ? So there may be some that are hard to the point of never listening. There are others that God will work on their heart. But whether they smile or frown, whether they say, I'll come or I'll never come, that's not up to me. What's up to me is to follow the command of God, to be God's messenger boy and take the message out into our community. And so we see this caution concerning the hardness of Pharaoh. But also we see in this caution that there is the help of God that is promised. I want you to notice that very quickly. It says in verse number 4, but Pharaoh shall not hearken unto you that I may lay my hand upon Egypt and bring forth mine armies. God says, listen, he's not going to accept your invitation. He's not going to allow the children to leave. But I want you to know there's a reason for that. Because my angel armies are ready, and there are plagues that are ready, and I'm going to show my hand mighty to Egypt, and I'm going to let them know that these are my people, the children of Israel. And make no mistake about it, Moses, when I'm all done with this, everybody's going to know that Jehovah God is God, that I am is God, and that the eternal God and the everlasting and all-knowing God is in control of this situation. I will help you. And the reason that God is going to help is twofold. First, for the release of the children of Israel, he's going to bring forth his armies. And secondly, verse 5 says, and that the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord. Egypt, when this is all over, is going to know that Jehovah God is in control. God says they're going to know this. And may I say to you this morning, Lancaster needs to know that there is a God in heaven, and he's not an old man on a rocking chair. He's the creator God of this universe, and he's still in control, and that he will have his way. And Lancaster needs to know there's still power in the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's why John 3 and 14 says, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. And that's what we want to do this week. We want to lift up the Lord Jesus Christ. We want to exalt him so that men and women and boys and girls can come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And so we see a command. Moses, go speak to Pharaoh. Go knock on Pharaoh's door. And we see a caution. Now, Moses, he may not receive you readily, for he has a hard heart. Nevertheless, I'm working and I'm still in control. We see the command and we hear the caution. But I want you to see, thirdly, there's a confirmation that's given. There's a confirmation that's given here to Moses. Notice, if you would, in verse number 8. The Bible says, and the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, when Pharaoh shall speak unto you, saying, show a miracle for you, then thou shalt say unto Aaron, take thy rod and cast it before Pharaoh, and it shall become a serpent. Now, the power of God was going to be seen firsthand by the Egyptians on this visit to Pharaoh's home. And I want you to see in this confirmation, there is first of all a repeated instruction. A repeated instruction. And the reason I call it a repeated instruction, God had already told Pharaoh to throw the rod down and it would become a snake. This is the second visit to Pharaoh. On the first visit, Moses had not thrown the snake, the rod down. And so we see again, God is instructing him. In Exodus chapter 4, he said, if it shall come to pass, if they will not believe thee, neither hearken to the voice of the first sign, they will believe the voice of the latter sign. Exodus 4:21, and the Lord said unto Moses, when thou goest to return into Egypt, see that thou do all those wonders before Pharaoh, which I have put in mine hand, but I will harden his heart, and he shall not let the people go. So here are these instructions. Moses, I want you to do all these wonders. I want you to throw down the rod that it might turn into a snake. And God is repeating that instruction. Now, how many of you are like me? Sometimes you need to hear something more than once. Anybody else? Am I the only one? Remember years ago, my granddad was teaching me how to shoot a rifle, and he said, now, Paul, this is a 7mm. It's got a lot of kick to it. And he said, what I want you to do when you shoot this gun, I want you to pull it tightly up to your shoulder, pull it real tight. And he said, when you pull the trigger, I want you just to squeeze that round off, you know. And I said, all right. And I wasn't really listening. I just was so excited to shoot it, you know. And I thought, who can't shoot a gun, you know, and I can figure this out. And he said, now just get the target just this way. Well, it was my time finally to shoot, and I pulled that gun up, but just kind of casually had it on my shoulder. Boom, I pulled that trigger, and boom, that scope came right back and hit me in the forehead. I mean, for about a month, I was black and blue and bloody and walking around like a monster, you know. And all because I didn't hear the instruction well the first time. Now, the next time I shot that gun, I remember those instructions. And Moses had received instructions, but he had to have them repeated. Just like every Christian knows that they're supposed to be a witness. Every Christian knows that. Sometimes I'll knock on doors, as I did this week, two or three different times, and people will say, it's so good that your church does this. Our church should do this. I mean, every Christian knows that Christians are supposed to tell people about Jesus, but sometimes we need to have it repeated. Sometimes we need to be reminded. So it's a repeated instruction. And then notice, secondly, it's a repeated assurance. He says, when you do this, Moses, verse number 9, it shall become a serpent. He said, I want you to know that I'm going to prove myself powerful in Pharaoh's midst. How many of you are thankful that faithful is he that calleth you who also will do it? God says, if you'll take my message out, just get the word out. The word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to dividing asunder of soul and spirit. It is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Listen, God says, if you'll just get my word out, it will do the rest. Faithful is he that calleth, who also will do it. God says, listen, Moses, if you'll just throw that rod down, I'll take care of the rest. That's my assurance. And to us, he says, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. In other words, you don't have to ask your boss to attend church, and you don't have to witness to a friend on the shuttle bus and feel like you're all alone. God says, I've got the power. I'll be there with you. You just get the message out. I'll take it from there. And that's what God's confirmation was for Moses. Moses, you do your part. I'll do my part. You do your part. I'll do my part. So we see here a wonderful story unfolding. We see, first of all, a command. And that is a command that is given. Take my message to Pharaoh. We see a caution. Don't be discouraged if he doesn't accept it right away. We hear a confirmation. I'm going to give you my power, and I'm going to go with you. Now, so far, all three of these are from God himself. God gives the command. God gives the caution. God gives the confirmation. This is all about God wanting to reach and receive his people and bring them out.
You've been listening to Daily in the Word with Dr. Paul Chappell, pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College in Lancaster, California. If you'd like to connect with Pastor Chappell on Facebook or Twitter, go to paulchappell.com and click on his social media links. You can also receive this entire series of messages to help you in your spiritual journey when you make a donation to this ministry. Get yours right now by calling 800-688-6329. That's 800-688-6329. We hope today's message has encouraged you. Dr. Chappell has served as the pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church for more than 30 years, and he is the author of many books. But most of all, he has a passion and love for you. If you've been helped through Dr. Chappell's ministry, he'd love to hear your story. Visit us on our website today, where you can listen to today's entire message, connect with us, and sign up for Pastor Chappell's Daily in the Word email devotional. Visit us at allchappell.com. And thank you for listening today. Be sure to join us next time as we continue to discover God's answers for today's challenges here on Daily in the Word.